we go ahead and get started, other people can catch up. My name is Monty James. I'm the administrative assistant for the EQUIP, or the Education Department. I report to Pastor Bruce Fiddler. First thing you need to know about this class is you don't have to be a member to come to this class. If you want to graduate from this class in December, you have to be a member. But we're not that concerned about it right now. We're just concerned that you come, that the classes meet your needs, and that the classes are of value to you, and we can teach you a little bit about discipleship primarily. That's what we're going to be talking about this particular year of year one of the Bethel School of Discipleship. So to do an introduction here, I'm going to turn you over to Pastor Bruce Fiddler, who heads up the entire department here and is also the executive pastor for Bethel. And I'm going to let him talk a few minutes, and then we'll go back and get into some of the details.
Well, good morning. Thank you for being here. Good to have all of you here. Glad you turned out. All of the classes will be at 11 o'clock. And so when it comes then to attending church, the idea would be is that you could attend the 9 o'clock service. So if you choose to skip that and come to this, don't tell Pastor James, all right? So I am not advising that. So on your sheet, I wanted to show you something real quick at the top. There's a brief little mission statement, but it really capsulizes what this is all about. Did you not get a sheet on the way in? Yeah, there's some right over here. Anybody else need a sheet? We all good? All right, right at the top there, it says, there's a two-year program. What you're looking at doing, of course, is just year one for now. And it consists of courses in discipleship and biblical studies. First year focuses more on discipleship. I'll explain what that means. Second year, more on biblical studies. They're designed to build strong believers who are equipped to make disciples. So the purpose of what we're going to cover here in both years one and two is not just knowledge for knowledge's sake, but it's knowledge that will help you. It'll deepen you in your walk with Christ, but it'll also help equip you to be able to either effectively share your faith with other people or to help other people follow Jesus better. And so that's what it's all about. Year one, if you look over here, flip over to page three real quick. You'll see a list of courses there. And I'll make a few comments about the year one courses versus year two. You can see from, a couple logistical things. All of these courses always start on the first Sunday of a month. So that's an easy way to kind of remember the cycle here. So none of them are longer than 4 weeks. If there's a five-week month, five-Sunday month, then there's no class on the fifth Sunday. And so that's how we march through. So that happens only a couple times during the year, but it'll happen. We got four classes that we start at the top of the year, running February through May. Then we take a two-month break for the summer. Then we come back for another four classes in the fall. The last one, though, is in November, and that's when Thanksgiving is. So that last class is only 3 weeks long. And then we wrap things up, and we have a graduation ceremony in December, and that's usually on a Wednesday night. But look at the classes we got here. So the first one there, personal transformation, that's going to look at biblical principles of how God actually changes people from the inside out. And sometimes we try just a lot of willpower, and you know that change only lasts for a while. It's not permanent. So this is going to look at how do we see God bring about real lasting change in our lives. Next one is called the life of faith. It's going to look at some basic principles of faith. God's kind of funny. I think he has a reason for it. But we ain't going to do any teaching today. But that is that God really honors faith at a top level. We understand it from the gospel. I mean, the one who believes, right, is the one who winds up being saved. And so faith is a big deal with the Lord. And so this is going to look at not just faith for the purpose of having our sins forgiven so that we can have peace with God, but this is going to look at faith from a much more active perspective, and that is how do we exercise faith then to see God do signs and wonders, healings, miracles? How do we walk by faith and follow Him when He's leading us to take risks that otherwise, because of our background or our personality, you know, we would kind of shrink back from? And so this is going to at least cover some basic principles and truths that hopefully will challenge you to break beyond whatever boundaries and horizons you're choosing to live at right now as you walk with the Lord in the purpose that He has for your life. Next one has to do with spiritual disciplines. That's pretty basic. We're going to be looking at fasting, prayer, the importance of Scripture, reading Scripture as a habit in our lives, worship. Next one is on spiritual gifts. We'll be talking about activating spiritual gifts in your life, such as prophecy and gifts of healings, different things like that. Those gifts are available today, we believe, and many of us have plenty of experience in that. I'm sure many of you do as well. But we'll be looking at those, and there'll actually be opportunities in that class to have times where we wait upon the Lord and, you know, listen to what the Holy Spirit might be speaking to us as a benefit for somebody else. After the break, then we come back, we cover discipleship. And we'll be looking at some, again, some basic principles of discipleship. Jesus, when you actually begin to analyze the Gospels, he didn't just sort of randomly do stuff. He had a whole underlying strategy for how he worked with the people that he chose to bring close to himself. And he was preparing them the whole time for the entrustment that he was going to give them after three and a half years or so that he was with them. How did he take a bunch of average people and get them ready to take over the world in only 3.5 years? So we'll look at some of the principles of discipleship there. We'll look at some of our tools, too, that we use around here to help other people grow in Jesus. And by the way, discipleship, real simple. What is a disciple? A disciple is someone who follows Jesus. They're serious about following him. Discipling somebody else is simply helping somebody else follow Jesus. And so that's what discipleship is all about. In the Greek, the word is actually mathetes. It's the word that actually gives us mathematics. Interestingly, the idea is that it's not merely somebody who learns stuff, but it's somebody who in a disciplined fashion puts into practice what they learn. That's what a disciple is. So it's more than just a student. A disciple is a higher level than simply being a student. You can go to school, learn a whole bunch of stuff, and then graduate and not know what to do with your life. Isn't that right? Anybody been there? servant leadership. Just basically talking a little bit about the character. God cares about character if you're a leader. And then finally, life groups. It's just looking at small groups. You know, Jesus ministered in large group settings, large contexts, but he also invested on a regular basis into a smaller group. And so we'll look at some of that as well. So that's kind of an overview of the courses. They're good. We've worked on these for a number of years. And everybody who's ever graduated from this year one of the program, they have all testified at the end of the year when we kind of have a little party and let people share how they grew. All of them have talked about how they've been impacted. You know, their personal life has been enriched. And more than that, they also have really discovered the joy of partnering with the Holy Spirit to have impact and influence on other people's lives. That's really fulfilling and rewarding. Whatever your vocation is, you know, whatever your context is, whatever your home is, your neighborhood, where you work, go to school, when you sense that you know, you have a partnership with God and that he's using you to impact and influence other people's lives, there's a tremendous sense of satisfaction that you get out of that. And I trust that every one of you are going to have a higher degree of that by the time that you would finish this up. I'll have some other things to say at the end, but I'm going to hand it back to Monty. And then I may interrupt you from time to time to add an extra detail or something as you cover material.
Thank you, Pastor Bruce. We're going to go ahead and start a little bit. If you've got any questions, feel free to stop me. I'm going to be going over a lot of things. I don't expect you, nor should you expect, to know all of this and retain it. But the main thing is there's things that we do in this course. This is going on my fifth year, I guess, of doing this. There are certain expectations we have. They're not that hard. They might sound overwhelming at first, but they're not that hard at all. First of all, we start promptly at 11 a.m. You can come in later, but we're not going to go back over anything for you. There will be audios of this, and we'll talk about that in just a minute. But you are expected to complete every week of each course. So if you can't be here, you're expected to do the audios, which will be online. I'll show you that before we leave here. The audios are online and are downloadable, as are the notes. If you don't get the notes when you come to class, you miss a week, you can get them online. Everybody have access to computer, printer, or smartphone? Are we all good there? Okay. So that's the first thing. You'll have to keep track of that, and I'll show you how you're going to do it in a little bit. We have a few students who have to do it all online. So you won't see them maybe until graduation. because they just there either have a conflict at 11 o'clock and they can't be here. I know a couple of people who work, actually have a job downtown Nashville at 11, so they have to do everything online. And that's fine, but it's much better if you can be here in person. In fact, I'm going to bring it up, and I know you'll bring it up at the end too. It's a very good idea. If you don't, you'll have name tags, so you won't have them today, but February 4th, when we have our first class, you'll have name tags. Get to know everybody. It's a good idea to have what we call a buddy system when you study. Or if you've got things you need to go over about the class, it's good to do that with somebody else. Okay? You don't have to. You can be a loner like me a little bit, like I used to be a lot anyway. But it's not as good. And there's a lot of impartation. There's a lot of sharing. There's a lot of things that go on that are beneficial to you all. So registration is mandatory if you want to graduate. Now, if you just want to learn and take these courses, I'm not going to keep, you have to tell me ahead of time. Well, you will because you're not registered. But I won't be keeping record of your attendance. I won't be sending you tests. There are tests in all these courses. I won't be doing any of that. So there'll be times when I'll give you a sheet and it says, do you plan on graduating? Okay. I would encourage everybody to graduate. Okay. But if you don't, you can listen to them online without paying anything. They're there. They'll be there as we complete the classes. But I would encourage you to register. We'll go over the details on that as we move forward here. There is homework. Now, hopefully it's not more than 20 minutes a week. That depends on the person. But we kind of target it. The homework's not hard. It may be read the first chapter of Romans. My favorite one is read the 12th chapter of Romans. That's my favorite one, especially when you're getting into personal transformation. And I read that. In fact, I read that last night and said, I'm still not doing all that stuff. But that's okay. It gives you a guideline. But there will be some homework. You do not have to turn it into me. It's not for my benefit. It's for your benefit. So you don't have to turn it into me. You just have to tell me. And again, I'll show you how shortly. You just have to tell me you've completed it. Okay. I'm not going to look at it. I'm not going to grade it. If you've got a question you want to show me or Pastor Bruce or something about it, ask a question. That's fine. But it's all on the honor system. You have to remember where you are at church, right? The test, let's take the first course, which is personal transformation. We'll have 4 weeks of teaching. Then we finish up that course, and the next week, which is in March, the first week in March, we will start a new course, Life of Faith. The 15 minutes before that new course starts, you will have a test. At 11 o'clock, yeah. Now, after a while, you'll find out if you come at 5 minutes to 11, I'll give you the test then, so you can get a little more time. But you basically 15 minutes is all you'll need to take it. It's multiple choice. It's 20 questions in most cases. It can be true, false, or it can be matching. And it's a learning tool for you. It's not for me. We do require that you pass it, 70% to pass. Okay, so that means if it's 20 questions, you can miss 6 and still pass. Now, the other thing before you start running out the door is if you don't pass it, you'll get your test back, and on the top of it, from this young lady right there, who's grading a lot of these papers, it'll say retake. You can retake it as many times as you need to. Okay, we're not going to put any stress on you with that, but it's preferable. If somebody has to retake 1, 2, or 3 times, we might sit down and talk a little bit. But that's okay. Okay. You have.
Quick on this, so you understand the philosophy. The whole point of the assessment is that we view it not as a culling device to help people who have less academic ability. The whole point of the test, or we actually refer to it as an assessment, is to force you to go back and review the material. That's the whole idea. Go back, review the notes that were provided for you for each lesson of that particular course, because repetition, of course, reinforces learning. So that's the whole idea. Most people, for every one of the courses, winds up passing it the first time.
Right.
And if a person does need to take it a second time, I mean, you're already identifying which ones you got wrong, so it's not too hard to go back in your notes and figure out what the right answer should have been when you take it the second time. So.
Yeah, it's really a study guide. That's all it's for. There will be a cover sheet on these tests. When you get the test, when I hand them out to you, you'll get a sheet that looks kind of like that. And that's how I begin to keep track of whether you've been here for all the courses, because I wish I could remember all of you. One of my goals is, before the year's out, I can remember every face with every name. Gets harder every year, but I still try to do that, okay? And what we're asking for is, like in the first course, there's four weeks on all your courses, but I have completed blank out of the four personal transformation classes. If you've only completed two, that's fine. But you need to do all four before the year is over. How many did I do in person? Two of them? Did I do the other two audio? And then have I completed the homework for lesson 1, 2, 3, and 4? Now, if you know that, you circle yes or you circle no. Don't feel like you have to circle yes when you take that test. Some people don't, that, you know, life happens. And when life happens, sometimes you don't get all the homework done. But before graduation, we do want you to do all the homework. So these are, I make a copy of these. I give them back to you. But I make a copy, and I keep track of all this in a spreadsheet. So I know who you are. But so that's what you'll see in with the test. There are additional items. We need to spend a little time talking about this.
Page four.
On your handout. You have the homework that's in for each class. You have the test for each class. And then you will have these additional things if you want to graduate. You need to become a member of Bethel. Now, every once in a while, I've had a few people who actually go to other churches who've come through this class, and we'll work out something for you. You have to be a member of a church, okay? But we want you to be a member of Bethel and actively serve in the church one way, either in a life group, be a part of a life group, or in a ministry department of some sort. Is everybody familiar with the Purple Book? Anybody not familiar with the Purple Book? Okay. If you haven't done the first four chapters of the Purple Book yourself personally, that's a requirement. You must go through them, fill out the blanks, do the first four chapters. Okay, I'm going to skip 4 and 5 for just a minute. And 6. Okay, how many people have not been to Experiencing Spiritual Freedom? Okay, quite a few. Okay, that is a requirement for graduation. And we only have two of those a year unless we schedule a special one, which sometimes happens. Those are on a Friday night and a Saturday. There's a small additional fee for those, but that is a seminar series that really has a lot to do with if you're in any oppression, bondage. Some people go through it and don't even realize they are. But if you're into having those issues in your life, this is a big asset for you. We require that you attend that. Any questions? The next one that is co-ed, I believe, is in March. I think it's March 23rd, but don't hold me to that date. It's the latter part of March. You have to sign up for them. You have to register. Now, if you've already had ESF, you don't have to do it again. Once we start the classes, I'll let you know that schedule.
Okay. Good word on that, too. Who's gone through it? All right, who would like to articulate what it's about? One of y'all want to describe it real quick? What happens then? Yeah, why don't you go ahead?
It's very powerful. Is it okay if I say
that? Yeah, sure. Please.
Because I want to look back.
No, good.
It's really very powerful. My wife and I, we went through it when we first came. It was very rich. We got a chance to really, I like the way they parted it off. They parted it off in classes. Once you go through the teaching, because they have different teaching sessions, and after that happens, sometime during the process, they'll park you off in groups, men would be with men, women would be with women. And you get the opportunity to share some things that may have risked you throughout your life, whether you had any type of bondages or whatever it is, you get to confidentially share with those men, and they pray with you and they lay with you. And for me personally, I got some deliverance concerns and things in my life, so I can truly say that it actually does work. The word works anyway.
Yeah, right.
But I'm just saying that there's a process that they take us through, through the fasting. One, you do a little fasting. You come in on Friday night, you break the fast. Then you get the teachers on that Saturday, the classes, the courses, and all that. So for those of you who have not taken it, it'll be where we're going.
That's great. Good plug. Yeah, we've had lots of great stories from people, you know, that go through. And sometimes it's a minor thing, you know, but pretty much everybody that's gone through it, God touches some issue in their heart. You know, all of us, we all carry stuff around, you know, depending on what our past is. And so God will do something that weekend for you. So.
Okay. You have to listen for the instructor. Usually they don't give you additional homework or anything to do, but on occasion we may have an instructor that says, it's not in your notes, it's not on your homework, but I want you to do this week. We want you to do that, and you have to record that you've done it too. So you'll be, there have been years when we've had no one do that, but just be aware they're there. Now I want to go back to the God test. How many people have done the God, have used the God test with someone? I knew you had. Okay. There's a requirement that you do the God test to two people who you know, or you have a good idea they're not believers, or they may be weak. The God test is the booklet that Rice Brooks put together. It has the 10 questions. Whether you can give them to someone who says that they believe in God, that's the first question. That's a set of 10 questions. Or if they say no, you flip it over, and you've got 10 more questions that you can ask them. That's part of the requirement in the homework in the evangelism test. I mean, the evangelism course that you have in September. That's kind of late. She's got one back there. Hold it up. See? Now,
all your techniques, your number, your phone.
Yeah. The short version is, it's a simple tool to start a conversation with somebody and dialogue about God. That's the simple version of it. It's well designed, it's simple to use, you know, it's just a great, great tool. And you'll learn about it when you take that evangelism course. So they'll actually walk you through the design of the tool and how to use it and stuff like that. And armed with that knowledge, and the idea is that you just try and engage a couple different people. Ideally, you probably already know them. You know, you work with them, or it might be a family member. Maybe you've even talked to them in the past a little bit about, you know, your faith or something like that. But anyway, by being armed with knowledge, it takes the insecurity away. You know, when you have knowledge, you feel more confident. And so that's what we're going to do, is we're going to strengthen your confidence so that you feel more comfortable talking to people about your faith. And that's a little tool that's going to help you do that.
And so when you register, you'll get a binder. And in that binder, it will have a purple book, it will have a God test, and it'll have 2 one-to-one booklets. Has anybody done the one-to-one with somebody? That one may be a new one for you. That's a Steve Merle pamphlet or booklet. It's very short.
Yeah, it's like this.
It's like that. Yeah, there you go.
It's a mini version of a purple book.
Yeah.
And there's no. You don't write in it. You don't look up scriptures. It's just got some of the very basic information out of the first few chapters in the purple book, and it just condenses them here. It's another tool that you can talk to somebody. Usually this is best used with somebody who is already a believer, but maybe they're not really seriously following Jesus right now. And this will help you talk to them.
And you get 2 copies of that, and a lot of this is online. Like the God test, if you go to thegodtest.org, you'll see that there's an app you can put on your phone. One-to-one has that also, but it's a little, to me, it's better to use it in the booklet form, because you've got 2, because you're going to keep one and go through it, and you're going to give one to somebody else, and you're going to help walk them through it. Now, I had several people last year in the one-to-one. They started the one-to-one booklet, but by the time of graduation, they had not finished it with that person. That's okay. Okay, you just have to start and kind of move somebody through it. And those are the ones, you'll learn over time that I'm pretty transparent about what I think about stuff. The God test and the one-to-one booklet give people more concern than anything else, and they tend to put it off. So if someone in here has already done the God test, grab them. Talk to them a little bit. It'll give you confidence. And don't put it off to the last minute. Like I said, the course doesn't start until September. So familiarize yourself with it before then. You'll have it in your notebook. Okay? Any questions? Anything? Yes, sir.
On the God test, the app also has Dr. Rice Brooks giving them mini sub seminars.
Yeah, it's an excellent thing to go online. Yeah, that in the app itself, it has Pastor Rice or Bishop Rice who actually goes through it and gives you, you know, how he would do it, instructions on how to use that. So I would strongly encourage you to download that app and have a look at it. Graduation will be on Wednesday night. It's always Wednesday night, December 12th is graduation. If you, for some reason, can't get all the requirements done or you can't listen to all the courses this year, you can carry over into 2019 and you don't have to pay again. Okay, so we would encourage you to keep up, but if you don't, that's what you do. You can move on to the next year. And we do have what's called graduating with honors. For year one, during this course time frame from the time we start the first course, February 4th, till the end of the class and graduation, if you read the New Testament, you can graduate with honors. That means when you walk across the stage, we call your name out, we say with honors, and you get a white sash to wear on your robe. Yeah, I mean, they're calling you to preach at other churches. No, I'm just kidding. But, to me, I wouldn't think much of that. But people get excited about that, and they'd love to have that around their neck. So, but it's more important that you've read the New Testament. In year two, you have to read the Old Testament. And I will tell you, just from experience, it's amazing how many people haven't read the Bible. They go to church. So this is, but you don't have to do it. It's not mandatory. I want to give you my contact information. The reason I put this up here, and you can get a copy of these notes at the end if you want them. I'm email-centric. I don't do Facebook. I don't do Twitter. I don't have time. and I'm not that important. So I don't do those things. But you can send me email. I check it multiple times a day. When I send out emails to you guys, it'll be email form. It won't even be a text blast out to you, usually, unless it's weather and we're canceling class or something. And the church does that. So you can call me on my cell phone, too. I prefer texting. Jamie's broken me into texting, and I've decided that I've been wrong all these years, and texting is the right way to do it. But if you want to call me, that's fine. If you just have a generic question, you can send it to BethelEquip@BethelWorld.org. Now, the one last requirement we didn't talk about is house to house. You are required to go on a house to house outreach on a Saturday. Has anybody been house to house yet? I knew you had. You go to all of them, don't you, Myra? Okay. So talk to them too, but the young lady who runs that ministry for us and is extremely capable. I cannot come to Saturday when they're meeting at 9 a.m. in the admin building. I cannot go over there without coming out thoroughly impressed. I have to brag on her. So I will give you a schedule. Once you register, I'll give you a schedule. You actually have a date in September. I can't remember what the date is, September 12th, something like that, but I'll tell you all that. That's the one where you go as a group, but as many people as there will be in this class, not everybody can go on that day. So there'll be some other dates you can go. I'm going to introduce Seneca McPhee. Let her talk a few minutes.
Hey, y'all. How y'all doing? Well, I will give you a very brief rundown about House to House. So basically what House to House is, this is where we visit our first-time visitors that come to Bethel. They have no idea that we will be visiting them on Saturday morning. So it is a ministry that is awesome. Holy Spirit is definitely working through this ministry. On the surface, it's very much like we're glad that you came to Bethel. We want to, you know, welcome you here. We want to love you. We want to, you know, pray with you. But on a deeper level, it's definitely we are just trusting that the Lord will open up the door for ministry. I'm sure you guys know you can come to church every Sunday and not have a relationship with our Lord and Savior. So we're really just believing that the Holy Spirit will open up the door to minister. So we bring a bag, a gift bag. So we have Panera Bread. Everybody loves Panera Bread, right? So we have Panera Bread. We put a purple book in there. We put life group information in there. The gospel card. So that's basically what it is. It's a gift bag. But like I said, the Lord has did just amazing things. You never know what to expect. I know my first time doing House to House, I was a new Christian, just filled with the Holy Spirit, and I, you know, just wanted to serve. And I'm glad that God opened up the door for me to participate in this, because I'm telling you, the first time I did it, I was terrified. Because again, you're ringing the doorbell and you don't know, I mean, it's evangelism, but just remember that these are first time visitors. So they have come to Bethel. And we just believe that the Holy Spirit drew them to Bethel.
Come to BSD, orientation, just sign in.
But at the end of the day, we just want to make sure that they know our Savior. We want to make sure that they have a relationship with Him. And we just want to be open and available to say, okay, how can you use me? How can I support you? How can I help you grow in your relationship with Christ? How can I connect with you? So, but yeah, I'll explain maybe one quick testimony. There's so many. I'm telling you, like, it's just amazing to the point where it's like, wow, like, this is so much bigger than us. You know, like, yeah, we're going to the door, but having the mindset and the perspective of, like, God has already been working in their lives. He's constantly wooing us and, you know, pulling us closer to Him. And, you know, you never know what someone is going through. Even if you know Christ, we still have, you know, struggles and we still have challenges. And we still sometimes, we just want to know that God sees us, you know. And so we're that answer. We're just trusting and believing that if they open that door, then we're the answer. Like, we have the truth. We have hope. You know, and that's Jesus. And so we're just using this opportunity to say, okay, God, use me. Allow me to pray. You know, exercise your spiritual gifts. That was one of the first times where I prayed. I'm like, I don't know these people. I don't know what to pray for. But the Holy Spirit, you just trust Him. And you just, you know, just believe and have faith and say, okay, I'm just going to pray what's on my heart. Like, the Holy Spirit will use your spiritual gifts in whatever way that is. So it is. It is the connecting to Jesus, but then the Holy Spirit does the work in you too. He allows you to get bolder. So one quick testimony. Let's see. I'll say, okay, this is a really good one. So I've been doing House to House now for about 4 years. And this lady, sometimes when I go, I'm just so excited, but you forget that people are hurting. People are genuinely hurting. So Monty talked a little bit, I heard her say, about the God test. So I run the doorbell, 9:30 in the morning, super excited. We have to get back and set the prayer hands so they know that this is God. A lot of times we look through the window, we have something that tells them who we are. And so he opens the door, and he's like, okay, thank you. I love Bethel. I'm coming back. So it's the opportunity to be bold and start asking questions. And so I asked her, had she heard the God test? And I was going through those questions with her. And I think, like, at the third question, she just, like, kind of broke down. and it caught me off guard a little bit. She ran inside the house, and then she ended up coming back out. But her story, she opened up that her story was she was a widow. She had lost her husband. She had three young daughters. And she was a believer. She said she was in the church. But that experience, you know, really made her, I guess, bitter and resentful towards God. And so some of the questions kind of sparked that. I mean, what do you say in a moment like that? I mean, when you're put on the spot. But I'm so thankful for the Holy Spirit. And he just used us at that moment to minister to her and to pray for her. And we invited her to our Connect class. Actually, we met her that following Sunday. Her and her daughter at Connect class introduced her to one of the pastors. She heard the gospel again there. Got her daughter is connected to Rush. I mean, it's just that's what it's about. That is, there's again, there's so many testimonies that I can share with you guys of what God's done through House to House, but that's a quick representation of it.
Any questions?
Okay. Thank you, Seneca. Now, one of the things that's important to note here is that if you're going to do the House to House on a given Saturday, you need to let me know via email. The reason for that is it helps Seneca with the planning on how to put groups together, because you don't go by yourself. You go at least in pairs. That's biblical, isn't it? And you need to let me know by Wednesday before that Saturday, if possible. Thursday at the latest, because I'll take that collection of names and I send it to her. And if we've only got one family that visited the last Sunday before, we probably can't have all of you go on that Saturday. But anyway, let me know that, and we'll get into this. We got plenty of Sundays to talk about this, so it's not something that is urgent, but it is something that you will have to check off when you get ready to graduate. There is a fee for this program for year one. It's normally $50, unless you are a student or a single parent, or your spouse has already signed up and paid full price, then you get it for $25. Or if you're like me, 60 years and older, don't raise your hands, but I'll raise mine. But it's $25. You can register at any time. You don't have to register with the first course. But again, if you don't start at the beginning, it's going to be harder to get caught up. Okay, but you can register any time during the year. We just ask that you show up at the start of the month where a new course starts, so that you don't sign up in week three of a course and try to come in. You'll just be behind. But you can sign up at any time. Now, I will tell you that unless something changes, we did this last year for the first time. In the summer, when we have that break for 2 months, June and July, we do have what's called Saturday intensives on the first four courses. You come at 9 in the morning and you leave at 4 o'clock. And you have the whole 4 weeks of teaching in one Saturday. Some people who were behind use that to get caught up. They don't have to pay for that Saturday intensive because if they've already paid for BSD. But that's not a really good way. You shouldn't look at that as an escape clause so that you don't have to come at the first. It's better to do it an hour and 15. The classes are an hour and 15 minutes every Sunday. But we will have some intensives for the first four courses. We won't have any for the last four in the fall. But actually what we had last year is we averaged 25 people a Saturday. Most of them were not BSD students. It was really quite amazing. We were thinking we might have six or eight people. We had an average of 25. And out of that 25, 10 of them who were not BSD students went ahead and came on into the second half of BSD and graduated. We were impressed. It helped us a lot in putting these programs together. So that will be occurring, just so you know.
you.
I got a question about sure. the VSD intensive. If you have taken that, do you still have to take the whole VSD?
No, I've got a record of you. You've okay. already been to some of them. I've already got a record. You could that counts toward this year if you've already had it. You have to be there by 9 a.m. There's a little bit of training. The other thing you'll get is when you let me know you're coming, you get a protocol sheet with a little bit of training. Seneca will go over that with you. They try to be out into the neighborhoods by 10 at the latest, and it usually you're usually going to have to devote from 9 till 12, 12:30, something like that, maybe 1 o'clock at the latest.
Really, any Saturday throughout the year you can do it, so you're not locked in on that one.
Yeah. Well, there are some issues, though. When it's all men that are going, you ladies don't need to come to that one. Okay, there are some like that where it's just a men only house to house. There are some that are evangelism. Engage is another one where the people are part of the evangelistic teams, and they're the ones that go out and do the house to house. But oftentimes, that's why you need to let me know, and I'll get with Seneca, and she says, yeah, we still got a slot open. It's kind of neat to go with the engaged people. Yes, sir.
What did y'all say when you said if you already completed certain things?
Well, we had. Go ahead. The question was, what did Don ask about if you'd already completed certain things? There's two things. Don went to some intensives last year in year one. The first, I don't know if you went to all four or just two. Those, I kept record of them, and they will count toward this year for him. Okay. Yeah, that was last year, last June, July. Okay, this year, if you're trying to get caught up, the same thing. If you do the Saturday intensives, we keep track of that. Now, we also have some students who didn't graduate last year, but they're carrying forth. Rena is one of them in the back. And I kept record of everything she's completed. So she'll have to, whatever she hasn't completed, she'll have to do. She can also choose to take those courses over, or she can choose to just skip them and wait for graduation. Okay? The one thing... Oh, and if you want to talk to somebody with a lot of enthusiasm and energy and is a hard worker, talk to Rena. She is a motivator for me. Okay? So, but you can do that. And if you do carry over to next year and don't graduate this year, again, you don't have to pay the fee again for year one. Okay?
I have something I wanted to catch on there. Listen, there might only be one person in here, but for the sake, just so you know, because you can do the whole program online, which we don't recommend because I think you get more out of it when you're in person, but depending on what your schedule is, if you know, for example, that because of your job, you're going to be gone for a prolonged time, you know that you're going to move away. Maybe you're a student and you're about to graduate from something a year from now and you're going to move. You could actually go at a faster pace than what we cover week by week in here. Because we have online, we have every course from year one and year two already online. From last year. So every year when we start a course again, we simply roll off that version of that course from the year before and we begin to put the new recordings on. And so what that means is that already right now, all of the courses from year one are available to you. So if you wanted to get aggressive and work faster, it would mean being an online student. But you could actually blow through year one as fast as you're capable of doing, satisfy all those requirements, and technically even meet the requirements for graduation, and you could start even year two before this year's out. Now, I've never seen anybody do that before, but I know if I was here, that's probably the way I would want to do it. So I figure if it's already there and it's not that much work every week.
That
you
is
a follow up.
A question. Also, in April, I'll be out of the country for 2 weeks. So, the first of April, I could go ahead and do the whole month.
Yes,
right.
So, you could do one of two things. You could either go into last year's recordings of that course with the corresponding student notes, or week by week, we'll be posting the same course again this year with the contemporary, up to date. Live teaching that we're doing. So you could do it either way.
Yeah. And another quick thing, too, is that if you're on a mobile device, you cannot access the student notes. For some reason, the student notes only show up on the full website version if you're wanting to download. But when it comes to listening, when you're on the full website version of the courses, you can either stream or download the audio. On a mobile device, you can only stream the audio.
Right. And that's primarily true if you're an Apple iPhone user. I've not had that issue with Android. So if you're doing it that way, you should be able to see those notes. I worked for Hewlett-Packard for 31 years. I am not an Apple fan. Okay. So they were a competitor. They kept me up at night. So anyway, the other thing, too, is even though you can do that and you can do it accelerated, it's not a recommendation I would make because, number one, the teachers may not be the same. The teachers we had last year may not be the ones that are teaching this year. So it's better if you can progress with them and then come to class on occasion and intermingle with the other students, or what we call in the Christian world fellowshipping with other students, okay? When you do register, you get a notebook. It does have your name on it. People say, why don't you put your name on there? We had a real issue with people losing their notebooks. And then people would find them and not know whose they were, so we just put the name on the cover so that everybody know who to save it for. And inside that, there's certain information you get. There's the God test. There's the purple book. There's the one-to-one. There's lots of things in here. So that's what you'll get when you register. Okay, and like I said, you can come to a class. In fact, you could come to the whole first course without registering. That's year one only. Year two, you can't do that. But in year one, you could do that and do what we call an audit. But at some point in time before that course is over, you got to let us know you're going to register. Otherwise, you can only do that for the first course. Okay? Now, I want to show you a couple of things, and I'm going to. Okay, in that notebook is the thing that I really talk to people a lot about. And I know you can't see it very well, but you'll get what's called a student checklist. I encourage you strongly to keep that up to date all the time. So when you come on February the 4th and you come on site, even though I have your attendance on the sheet, you go to your student checklist in your binder and you say, I did the on-site class that day. If you miss one and you have to do an audio, you check that you've done the audio. Because if there's any questions about what you've done and you don't have a record of it, my record prevails. We don't want that. We want your record to prevail. So you'll keep track of your test. You'll keep track of the additional requirements. That's an important document. I just wanted to point that out. Okay. Now I'm going to leave that. This is the actual website. If you go to BethelEquip.org, this is what you'll come up with. It shows you Bethel Equip, but it also shows you other programs like Bethel Leadership Institute, which is on Tuesday nights. It shows you the Sunday school courses we have in here at 8 in the morning. It shows you a lot of different things. But when you go to BethelEquip.org, you click on to Learn More, and it takes you to the School of Discipleship website. And if you go down through here, you'll see register for 2018 year one is now open. That's how you register for this class. But before I show you that, I'm going to go on down here. See the list of courses? Like personal transformation. When we have audio and notes available, like on February the 4th, the class will be done. The audio will be recorded. I actually edit that and post it the Monday following the class, and it will say course summary with audio and notes. So you can click on that course summary, and it will tell you a little bit about the class. It will show what the titles of each 4 weeks of the course are, and it will have audio and notes on there. So that if you miss one, you click on the audio, it'll bring it up, you can play it. Okay, does that make sense? It's right off that website. Now, if you want to register, some of you have already registered. All you have to do is click on Register for Year 1. This is your registration page. And you would type in your first name. You would type in your last name. You would type in your email address. And as you can tell, it doesn't error check that. You can type in your telephone. Are you registering for BSD year one? We want to make sure that you're not trying to register for something else. This is where you can tell it which price is going to be applicable for you, what materials fee, but it doesn't actually charge you at that point. You're just doing this for our information. Say, I'm a student. What will be your first course? That's not mandatory, but in this case, it'd be personal transformation. You click on pay for event. It's always our favorite term, isn't it? Pay for event. And hopefully, it will come up with that. Now, this is important. When you register, you have to tell it which fee you're paying. Are you paying the $50, which is a standard materials fee? Are you paying the discounted materials fee? Returning students are those that don't have to pay anything. But it's important that you go into this quantity block and you put in a 1. If you don't do that, now this is, how many people are computer people in here? Anybody? Okay. You can have sympathy for us here. If you don't put a 1 in there, it'll come up and say, congratulations, you registered. But it doesn't ask for your fee. It creates a lot of headache for me. We've worked with the software company a lot to get that fixed, but it's still that way. So putting that 1 in there is very important. It says $25, you go to order now. And it gives you the ability to put in your credit card or a check number. It does ACH, Automatic Clearinghouse, and you pay. It's not that hard, but some people get lost in it. It looks a little different if you're doing it from your smartphone. But if you've got it from a laptop, it looks just like this, or a desktop, it looks just like this.
For some reason, any questions? Somebody cannot register online, whatever the reason might be. Is there another way to register?
You can pay me.
Yeah.
You can pay me, and I'll get you registered. I can register you without you having to go through all of this. So if it's just something, I've run into a couple of students that just are not computer-centric at all, and I'll register them. Okay. The only thing I don't want is I don't want your credit card number. Okay. So usually I'll say, and in fact, if somebody wanted to register right now after this is over, I'll be glad to register you. But you're going to enter your credit card number. I'm not going to take it. Okay. So that really is the orientation for today. There's a couple of other things I'll show you just on the webpage, like Pastor Bruce was talking about. If you wanted to go to look at last year's courses, see where it says Archives 2017 BSD Year 1 Audio and Notes. If you click on that, that's what you see. That's all of last year's last course back to the first course. We got them backwards. Okay, we could do it otherwise, but that's what that looks like. Again, I would encourage you to wait till we've had the class and listen to that audio. If you just want to see what evangelism's like, it's a great place to go. Just scroll down and find the evangelism course. Go from there. See if I can do that real quick. Because that's the one that people have to spend the most time on usually. Okay? And there it is, the Ministry of Reconciliation, week 1. I don't think I've got sound enabled here. But you could look at the notes. Any questions? I've got copies of the notes here. If anybody wants a copy of these notes, I'll have them on the table over here. Anything else? Pastor Bruce?
Yeah, just as we close, I mean, I really do hope that each of you will follow through on it and stick with it. You know, throughout the year, I mean, things might come up and you fall behind on something possibly. It's not too hard to get caught up again, especially when everything is already available online. Again, I emphasize the idea of trying to find one other person. Maybe you already know somebody in the class, but reach out as you're going through. Exchange phone numbers or emails, something like that. That way if something comes up, you can't be there, you know, let a friend know, let a partner know. If something was assigned,
And, you know, it would help to get some more clarity from somebody who was there. That way you have somebody immediately that you can reach out to. But I do encourage that, to have some kind of, like, buddy system in place. But, again, you'll benefit if you go through this. There's no doubt about it. I've seen year after year after year people just really enriched by going through this process. And so I hope you'll not only do this year one, but I hope that you'll consider year two as well next year. That's it. Final question? We done? All right, you're dismissed.